Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. COVID-19 case numbers are still rising across the U.S. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Our seven-day average is at about 142,000 cases per day. This represents an increase of nearly 3% from the prior seven-day average.
Also up, hospitalizations and deaths.
864 per day, an increase of nearly 11% from the previous seven-day period.
But the other numbers on the rise are vaccinations. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients with Friday's daily number.
1.1 million shots in arms is the highest single-day total since July 3rd.
And the shots are reaching younger people too.
50% of 12 to 17-year-olds now have at least their first shot. 50% of adolescents, this is critical progress as millions of kids head back to school. And in fact, the vaccination rate among adolescents is growing faster than any other age group.
As for protecting the youngest not yet eligible to be vaccinated, Dr. Walensky says the key is layered protection in schools, including masks, good ventilation, and vaccinated school staff.
The best way to protect them is to get everyone who is eligible vaccinated and surround children who are not yet vaccine eligible with people who are vaccinated to effectively shield them from COVID harm.
The debate over whether students should wear masks in the classroom is moving from school boards to courtrooms. In at least 14 states, lawsuits have been filed either for or against masks in schools. In some cases, normally rule-enforcing school administrators are finding themselves fighting state leaders in the name of keeping children safe. Legal experts say that while state laws normally trump local control, legal arguments from mask proponents have a good chance of coming out on top. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.